If you have your Bibles tonight, if you'll take them and turn to Hebrews chapter 11 as we continue to think about walking by faith and not by sight. And it's good to see all of you here tonight. May the Lord bless you. And I hope that you've had a good day today. Hebrews chapter 11, we started last week thinking about Moses. And we read in Hebrews 11, 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. So tonight we again are reminded of what it means to walk by faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval." And then in verse 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Hebrews 11 is that great chapter, looking around on a Sunday night crowd. Most of you are very familiar, these different ones, as the Scripture calls it, these men of old, these people of old who trusted God by faith and found their approval with God because they walked by faith. So tonight we look at the example of Moses because, again, this is another one of those people who helps us all to evaluate our own faith walk with God. So first we look at, I believe Paul's the writer of Hebrews, and so is Paul. Gives us these words from Hebrews. He's making commentary about the life of Moses and giving us sometimes some clearer picture of some of the things that were happening in Moses' life. First, when Moses was born, he had faithful parents. We talked about this last week. The faithful parents of Moses, both from the tribe of Levi. Moses born into the Levitical tribe, along with his brother and sister, the Levitical, the tribe of Levi. He was an exceptional child, beautiful, and his parents were not afraid. Their faith removed their fear. Their faith removed their fear, real dread, from someone who could have done them harm. But now we have this transition. There's a number of years that have gone by between Moses' birth when he's in the bulrushes and now what we read in verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up. So now we meet Moses as a full-grown man. Moses, a full-grown man. And as we read, by faith, made some choices. We know Moses, and later we're going to read about the great things God used him to do. But before there was ever the crossing of the Red Sea or even the burning bush, Moses had to make some personal choices about whether he would trust God and follow him or not. And so we read, when he was grown, number one, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. We remember last week, as we looked at this together in Exodus chapter 1, Exodus chapter 2, the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile with her maidens walking along the Nile, and she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her, and when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying, and she had pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away, nurse him for me, and I will give you wages. So the woman took the child. Verse 10, Exodus 2:10, the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, because I drew him out of the water. So now we read when Moses is grown. Some time has passed. He's learned some things about Abraham and about his own background. He's understood more about his Jewish heritage. And now he makes a choice by faith. Faith always leads us to make choices because, and this is the point I want to make to you, you have to read it in this order. It reads, by faith, verse 24 of Hebrews 11, when he had grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. But then we read this very important word, and we've seen it before in our study of Hebrews 11, considering. This is a mental word. It's a decision-making word. It means to reckon or to settle or to determine. Considering the suffering or reproach of Messiah, of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. So I want to take that phrase because this is the phrase that helps us understand these decisions. You see, the decisions of faith that Moses is making now, church, prepared him to be the leader God called him to be. Prepared him for what God had for him in the future. One step at a time. And oh, by the way, just as Abraham we saw, Moses is the same. Not a perfect man. Not a perfect man. As we know, killing an Egyptian who was troubling some of his own countrymen, the children of Israel, trying to do God's will his way rather than God's way. So he wasn't a perfect man, but he lived by faith. So we have this statement. We have this statement, verse 26, that by faith he considered, and this is a very important phrase for tonight, he considered the reproach or the suffering of Messiah greater riches. It was greater, the riches of suffering, greater than real riches and treasures from Egypt. So number one, I would give you this tonight. By faith, Moses considered these reproaches of Christ greater riches than those of the treasures of Egypt. So he did something. Faith acts when you trust God because you consider, you make a decision, you're going to follow the promises of God, believe what he said. So what did he do? Verse 24, he refused. It's a really good word. He refused. It is a word in the New Testament that has to do with denial. He denied being called, no more am I the son of Pharaoh. That was quite a step down. After all, he was a Jew. I'm no longer a son of Pharaoh. He breaks with the pleasure and the power and the prestige and all that goes with it of being a son of Pharaoh. Pretty impressive, pretty powerful. Living in the world of the time where the Egyptians had it all. And being a son of Pharaoh, oh, that's even better than just an Egyptian. Why, you got all of it. The son of Pharaoh. But now by faith, because he considered this. Now, I want to take you back. Abraham made a consideration. We saw it. It was a shocking one. And every time we read the story, we're shocked by it. But we read in verse 17 of Hebrews 11, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, and I mentioned it to you, offered up Isaac. He'd already offered him up in his mind. When the Lord told him to go take Isaac and sacrifice him, he went out and cut the wood. It was already done. Faith acts and responds without doubt. He offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten. But here's the verse. It's verse 19. Abraham considered, same word. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received back his son, even though he did not sacrifice him. He received him back because he was obedient to do what God called him to do. You see, faith brings you to make some decisions and some choices. He considered. Abraham considered. He considered what God would do, listen, rather than what he would do. Oh, this is really important for all of our faith in here. When you make considerations about your life and what's going on in your life, what kind of considerations do you make? Abraham considered that God was able. See, that's what faith says. Faith considers, look, I'm in a bad place. I'm having a hard time. This situation's where it is. This is happening. Our world's where. Faith says God is able. Faith says God is able regardless of the circumstance. And now we find Moses considering the sufferings and reproach. You know, reproaching. It's a word of derision. It's a word to speak down. It's the reproach of Messiah. These Hebrews were God's people. It was clear and understood by those in Egypt. Though they were there, they came there, had a long lineage there in Egypt during this time. Clearly things were understood about Messiah through what had already happened among the Hebrew children. But what does he do? He denies, he refuses the privileges of the Egyptian life. And when you come to know Jesus, are you listening? This is where it starts for everybody. You got to step away from the Egyptian life. You have to turn away. It's what we've been talking to all these dear people who come to our church. It's what you talk to your friends about. We must first do what Jesus said. If anyone will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You got to turn away from your sin, turn away from an old worldly way of living. I'm just using this tonight. You got to turn away from the Egyptian life and all the glamour of it and all the attraction of it. You know, the Egyptian life is powerfully attractive. You live in it and see it every day just like I do. We live in this world, but Jesus called us to be out of this world, but in it. The Egyptian life is so attractive. But when Moses was grown, he had a lot of time with his mother. He knew a lot of things about his own family. He knew his history and how God was speaking through those that had come before, the fathers of the faith. And he refuses. He denies himself these privileges. That's the first thing that happens when we come to follow the Lord. And we start, notice this, Moses considered this because of something greater than an Egyptian life. I choose to follow Jesus in my life because there's something greater than an Egyptian life. Perhaps that's true for you. I hope it is. I follow Jesus not because I want to have money and be healthy and wealthy. I follow Jesus because there's a greater promise. There's a greater future than anything this world can give. So Moses considered the reproaches of Messiah greater riches than all that treasure that the Egyptians had collected. And all of us know from archaeology the glory and grandeur of Egypt. Secondly, by faith, Moses considered the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. So what did he do? Listen, by faith, not only did he refuse the Egyptian lifestyle, but secondly, he endured the hard life of God's people. You know, one time a fellow said to me, if God loves you so much, why do all of you Christians have such a hard time? It was actually a good question from a lost man. Doesn't God care about his people? We read these words from Exodus 2 about the transition in the king, and it says in Exodus 2:23, "Now it came about in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died, and the sons of Israel sighed because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry for help for help because of their bondage rose up to God. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So by faith, Moses made a choice by faith. "I'm not going to live in the Egyptian lifestyle anymore. I'm forsaking it, number two, and now I'm going to endure hardship with God's people." I'd like for you, if you have your Bibles, to look with me just for a moment. It's in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, Paul says something very, 2 Timothy. He says something that we're very familiar with, but I want to remind you of it tonight. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul says to Timothy, this young man who was leading churches and was a pastor, he says, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. And if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules." Verse 6, "The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything." I could say a lot about all of those things. Suffer hardship like a soldier. Suffer hardship like a trained competing athlete. Suffer hardship like a hardworking farmer, day and night, up and down, going to take care of the crops. As the man said to me, "If God cared so much about his people, why does he let them have so much trouble?" Well, that's looking at things from this world, isn't it? So here we see Moses making a choice. He's going to go out and he's going to identify with the Hebrew children in Egypt who had no privileges, no rights, no power, who were under the boot of the Egyptians, making bricks for Pharaoh's pyramids and palaces that now we dig up out of the dust in Egypt. Well, tonight I look around and I say to you the same thing I think to myself: suffer hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Some days it's hard, isn't it? Some days we wonder why. Some days we have no idea. That's why we learn to pray. The Lord Jesus teaches us, "Your will be done." And whatever God permits to happen is God's best for us. We don't like to say that. We don't like to believe it, but faith does. Faith looks forward and says, "God is able." And so in the hardships that come in life, here we see Moses. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather, he made a choice. He chose to endure, that's a great word, to endure ill treatment with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Faith steps away from an old way of life filled with self-fulfillment, self-centeredness. And faith says, "I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to live a life of endurance. I'm going to endure." What did Peter tell us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, he says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that at also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. So we see, first of all, by faith, Moses considered. By faith, he considered the reproaches, the suffering of Messiah, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. So here he had it. Here he had it. You want this world, or do you want what God promises? You want this world, or do you want what God promises? This is your choice. What do you do? What's your choice? And now we discover that by faith, he refused to be called the Pharaoh, son of Pharaoh. And second, he chose the ill treatment of God's people. He identified with the people of God. And finally, by faith, Moses considered the sufferings of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. So he looked forward to the reward of God. Now look at this in your Bible. Hebrews 11, verse number 26. He chose rather in verse 25 the ill treatment with the people of God, and he considered the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for, or because, he was looking to the reward. This is so good for us. Hebrews 11, 6, again. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So what did Moses do? He did what Abraham did. Verse 8 of Hebrews 11, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive, and he went out not knowing where he was going. So here we all sit tonight, born again, trusting in the Lord Jesus by faith. Our hope is built on the Lord's sacrifice for us, and our focus is upon another place, another time, another dimension, and all of the blessed reward that comes from knowing God. The Lord rewards those who seek Him. And Moses, when he was grown, he denied the Egyptian life. I'm done with it. You can have the Egyptian life. I don't want any part of it. I've been around it. I've experienced it. I've seen all the Egyptian life can offer. I'm not a son of Pharaoh. It's like when we come to Jesus. I'm no longer a child of this world. Now I'm a child of God. Secondly, I'm going to endure as a child of God. I'm going to suffer hardship. It's going to come in my life. But the Lord cares about me as a child of God. I'm going to suffer hardship as a good soldier because I'm looking. This is so good here. I'm looking. He looked. He was looking. It's a present tense verb. And this word, this New Testament word, looking, has the idea in it of an artist who carefully looks at their painting, a picture, and they look at their model or their landscape or whatever they're focused on that they're painting, they look carefully at it. That's what faith does. Faith looks to the future. And we're going to read next week, by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, how? Seeing the unseen one. So tonight, we often put aside the thought of reward, but the great reward is eternal life, is it not? Isn't that the great reward? It's eternal life. It's no longer perishing. It's the great reward that we read about. Let me take you over one chapter, Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse, we'll read beginning in verse number 22. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Here's the reward. Mount Zion, the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Here's the reward, myriads of angels. Here's the reward to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. Here's the reward unto God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus. Here's the reward, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel. If I keep talking, I'm going to get going. That's the reward. Can somebody say amen and help me? Thank you. Oh, that relieved that. Now I feel better. What is it you're looking forward to? Oh, if we could just remodel our house. Okay. If I could just get another car. Oh my, I'm starting to get sick. What is it you're looking forward to? When you know that's ahead, when you know that is what you have, faith says, I'm done with the land of Egypt. No more Egyptian life for me. We talked about this Wednesday night with the group that's with me. Only holy people go to heaven. That's what we talked about Wednesday night. Without the sanctification, no one will see God. And so tonight we think about our faith. What is it you're looking forward to? What is it? Do you seek God to have a relationship with Him? Well, Moses, when he considered, he decided, am I going to suffer and be a part of God's people and follow Messiah and look to the reward that's ahead that's greater than anything in this Egyptian life? When he saw that and made the consideration, it's what you're going to have to do and I'm going to have to do. You have to make a choice in your life how you're going to live day by day. When he considered the reproaches of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, number one, he refused the Egyptian life. When he considered the reproaches of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, he endured the hard life of God's people. By faith, Moses considered the reproaches of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. And so he was looking to the reward. And may God help us to look to the reward. The coming of the Lord Jesus, the blessing of eternal life, and the glory of being in a place and dimension that we can only read and imagine about, which will be glorious in all of its parts. I want to finish tonight with Romans 8:18. You know, Paul understood about suffering, didn't he? Paul understood what it meant to suffer for the Lord. And he said this. This is a very good word for us in one of the great chapters of the Bible, Romans 8. He says, "For I consider," personal testimony of Paul, "for I consider that the sufferings of this present time." And I look around, I tell you this as your pastor all the time, be kind to everybody because everybody's having a hard time. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Can you not wait? Something good is coming. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for the example of Moses tonight. He refused to live the Egyptian life. He chose to endure hardship with the children of God. He was not perfect. He made some bad choices in seeking to do that. So do we, Lord. We believe in you by faith. We trust you, but we still take things into our own hands. We try to do your will in our own way. Forgive us when we do that. But he endured hardship with God's people because he was looking to the rewarder, to the one who would bless him beyond his sufferings. Lord, I pray for my friends who are here tonight. Some of them need to look up. Need to look up and look beyond their present troubles. Looking like Moses, So if you're here tonight and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, all this we celebrated today, we had a number of people who came to make professions of faith today. Trust Christ. Trust the Lord as their Savior. If you need to do that tonight, I invite you to come up here. Just come up here and you stand by me. You don't have to be ashamed to come up here and stand by me, and we'll talk to you about